All right, it's 3:30. I'm going to call the Town of Discovery Bay Community Services District Finance Committee meeting to order. And roll call, please.
Let the record reflect that roll has been taken and all members are present.
Okay, at this time, we'll have public comment. Is there any public comment on items that are not on the agenda? Hearing none, we'll move to item C, draft minutes. We have minutes of April 1st and April 27th.
I'll make a motion. We accept them as noted.
Okay, motion is moved, seconded, and approved to approve the draft minutes. Moving on to presentations, finance update.
Yesterday afternoon, at the lunch celebration that we had for Bernie, had an opportunity to sit down with Greg Hurwitt, our wastewater engineer, and learned at that time that he had received some test results back from oxygen testing in the ox ditches at Wastewater Plant 2, and he announced that the numbers were not very good, and that we were going to have to address infusing aeration oxygen into the ox ditches. And that's about as technical as I can get at this point. But what's pertinent to the Finance Committee is that it is approximately, to address this issue will be in addition to the project cost of anywhere from $600,000 to $1.2 million. So I bring this to the Finance Committee's attention for two reasons. One, as you well know tonight, the numbers in our rate study are not inclusive of this additional cost in the CIP. However, I will say that after we got the news, staff went to work, and we went to see just how we could address this issue, or if we were going to have to make a recommendation to pull the rates down. And staff's conclusion is, and we feel very confident on this, is that we can absorb the, even if it was $1.5 million, we could absorb those costs through good project management, maybe rescheduling, as well as through the debt service or in a combination of using reserves. So we do not feel that it's going to be, that it would be necessary to pull that rate study, put it in there at an increased cost to our, and start over again to our ratepayers. We feel confident we can absorb this, and we wanted to bring that to your attention.
Does the engineer have any time estimate in terms of refining his cost projection?
We did not get that we're going to learn a lot more at the Wastewater Committee meeting. But the reason why I jumped ahead on this is so you are aware of this, and we're not in the dark when it came time to voting tonight on the rates.
All right, thank you. I think as we move forward, if we just keep that project or that additional effort in mind, and we can adjust projects, we can adjust timing, we'll work it out.
Absolutely. Yeah,
okay. Is this a repeat of what transpired last year with the oxygenation?
I can't tell you for sure. I can tell you, and I welcome staff to have, he spent a little more time with Dina. This had to do, we made several studies regarding the oxygen in there, and the numbers were all over the place, and they were having difficulty pinning down numbers. They now feel confident in the number that they finally have received, but it is a bad number for us in terms of the degree of which we have to do to address it.
Well, this feels like the same thing that had happened last year. That's why I asked. We had a sudden heat spell, and all of a sudden we had to start adding more chemicals to it to balance it out. We thought we had that under control, and that was part of the question we had about the one tank, the filter tank that we had talked about.
I seem to remember that in terms of the algae issue.
Yes.
But I don't know that this is the same. This is not the
same.
Okay,
maybe different. Okay. And we'll get an update with Wastewater today.
The Wastewater Committee will get to talk to Gregory directly.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, now moving on to item D1, finance update.
All right, with your packets, we have the April preliminary financial statements. Just a couple things I want to point out. If we start on page 2, in the assets, too much about the assets, but there's a large number of credit at $561,000 in account 10-1000. That's the timing of the county cutoff versus our cutoff, and it includes the bond payment, so that'll clear out next month. It's not, we don't have negative cash, it's just an accrual. Okay?
Got it.
All right. For the most part, we are doing very well according to plan. We also received our utility fees. We get utility fees in December, we get them in April, we get a little bit in June. They come through the county. We received the second payment of the year. So if we want to go to page 6, you will see at the top on account, I'll just do the last four numbers.
Yeah.
5102 in the year-to-date actual. We have 1.427 million. That includes the fees. We'll have a very small amount. I believe it's under 2% that we will get in June.
So we've already gotten the second.
Second
payment. Second
payment.
Okay.
It's not the tax payment.
I know it's our
the county deposit.
Yes.
All right. So
while you're on page 6.
Yes.
Meter installation fee.
Yes. That is
dramatically different than what budget shows, so just a brief explanation. 5145.
Oh yes, that is for the Kuiper that pulled their permits for the last 17 lots, and we've done it's the fee that we pay for the connection.
We didn't anticipate that. That's just one of those. I mean, the budget is like $5,000, and we spent $280,000.
We received.
That's revenue. 200, I'm sorry.
Okay. Revenue.
That's money coming in
for
right.
Okay.
Sorry.
Then I'm going to skip the rest of the questions for that page.
No, you're good. We get capacity meter installation. That's
I'm
going to
look at revenue.
But they're winding down, so we're not going to see those numbers.
Yeah,
those
I got
numbers.
It.
But it's good that we get it ahead of time.
Hold a second. I misspoke. That's the connection fee. The meter installation fee is the monthly cost for the meters. I'm sorry. So let me back up because I said things wrong and I want to make sure everyone's clear. Account 5145, meter installation fee, that's the $8.01 a month. Okay? Down below for the Kuiper is the capacity fee and the connection fees.
Yep.
Account 6030 and 6045. Next year in the budget, I have corrected that and have the meter installation fee in that line. Sorry.
No, that's good. Glad you highlighted. Okay,
going to the expenses for water. We're doing very well overall. We've got some accounts that are over, some accounts that are under. If you want to take a quick look, if any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Well, while Bob's looking, 7150 temporary employees, I see that in a couple of spots.
Yeah, that was, we had temporary help in the office, and we had temporary help for over 6 months, and I believe we also had some temporary help in the water. Was it water or was it landscape?
We had temporary help in the form of Terry, until we hired her. She was in place of Elizabeth.
Right. Absolutely. This is, you were backfilling vacant positions with temporary positions.
So the salary
and now
is
correct.
Reduced.
None of these are additions to personnel. It
okay.
Was filling empty
okay.
Approved positions.
Okay. And then 7376 road construction.
Road construction materials for $44,947. Yeah, when we were meeting with the budget committee, Aaron is doing, instead of the small fixes when a line is broken, he's fixing the whole line.
Okay.
So it's costing more, but we have the budget for next year.
He's doing more work than anticipated.
We're changing how we do business.
That's
rather
good.
Than patching it.
That's exciting to hear.
We're doing it right, so we're not going to have to revisit it in a couple of weeks.
Okay. And then 7409 info systems. I got a couple of these. I'm going to assume info IT.
Yeah.
We've got software hosting, computer, each of those. Have we done stuff that, is this Office or is this SCADA? This is Office.
This is, yeah, this
did
is
we
Office.
Revamp some of the computers that we've got?
Yeah,
I got a nod, so.
Speed, please.
Yes, we've hired Precision IT, and they're now updating our internal infrastructure for our, to keep our system secure. And then we did have to update all of our computers.
Okay.
They were heavily updated.
And so this is really the reason we're a little bit above,
yes,
is the transition from the old to the new. And the old is really a, like a family-run organization.
That's
the
right.
New is a more substantial organization. So that's, okay,
so
good.
We updated our security
good.
And everything. So.
Thank you.
And once again, we took all those numbers because we do have them throughout the budget, and we updated to what we think we're going to effectively pay next year.
Got it.
Any other questions on water?
No.
I just wanted to highlight one item on page 8, account 7533. There was a write-off of bad debt. That was the settlement in of an account that we were dealing with a couple months ago. We came to you and it got paid just at the last minute.
Got it.
That was a write-off of the late charges.
One question. Moving back to 7526, is this going to change when we move to the county, or is this just part of our
those
checking
are the,
account?
Those are the fees for the credit card, so
okay.
That won't have anything to them.
Okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Any other questions as we move on to wastewater?
Wastewater.
All right. Page 10. Again, you can see up at the top in 5101 that we have received the year to date, we've received the second installation. And almost all the money, except for a very small amount, comes for the commercial accounts, does come through the county for wastewater. So, going down to page 11 and going through the expenses, one thing I did want to mention is that April was a 3 payroll month, so we did have 3 payrolls in there. If you notice, the payroll's a little higher than we normally used to set shown, but the May 1st payroll gets paid before May 1st.
So I'll skip through temporary employees. You've already answered that. 7405, general repairs, pumps?
Yeah, we worked at general repairs and pumps, and those two, general repairs, and they kind of, sometimes we end up overspending on the pumps, which we have, and we underspend on the repairs. It just kind of happens with how things break. Let me get back into my list here. Let's see if I have another note on that. And that was the note when I talked to Bernie when I was doing the budget. It's just how we've had more repairs on pumps versus general repairs this year than planned.
Okay. Understood. Info system, software, already been answered, computer, we're good. 7440. Facility maintenance, landscaping. Is this Bill getting to work? He's doing good.
Actually, no.
No.
What?
No.
That was the wastewater department purchasing the dog bark. Because we got it from it was supposed to be paid for by the PG&E money.
Okay.
That may be reclassed back over.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sitting there right now.
Okay, and I know it's just a little over permits and fees, 7466.
The permits and fees, again, we hit, let me see, 7466. I just want to double check my notes here. My notes were that the permits were more than we had planned and they expected. I can get some more details.
No, I mean, it's typically that way. I don't think we can ever hit that target.
I did look at it to make sure it wasn't anything else.
Okay, good.
And, it was
and I'm going to say Public Works down below, 7549, same thing, that's a permit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. All right, so any other questions on wastewater? We're good? Okay. So let's move on to page 14. And that will be Zone 8. And once again, we received we actually do get property tax revenue in Zone 8. And we received that. We still have a little bit more left to come. The one thing that we've talked about probably almost every time I've done an update is the Hoffman money. We had that plan that we would get $131,000 this year in account 5243. The accountants approved it all in the previous year. So that's just a variance. They've already accrued that revenue and it's sitting in our reserves. And we're receiving payments and we have interest that we receive.
Okay.
Any questions on revenue? And that's what the interest income is, the $32,000 on account 5195. All right, going on to zoning expenses. Again, our expenses are light because our budget, we had planned on having a pool, which didn't happen, so we are benefiting from that.
So on 7317 advertising, is that part of that pamphlet that Monica sent out?
7317 advertising?
Yes.
That could be the community guide activity guide.
Yeah, that's what I figured. But okay. We should know the cost of that. So
that is that the activity guide's on a different line.
Is
so let me see, 7317 advertising. I'll have to check on that one,
okay.
Bill, and I'll send you an email. I don't know exactly.
I mean, we didn't have much in there, so it's probably a different bucket that we allocated for it.
Yeah,
I know $50 isn't enough to do that. So.
I did go through all these at the time I was doing budget, so I think it probably belongs there. I just don't have it written down.
Got it. Okay.
All right, going to page 16, continuing on with the expenses. Any other questions?
Yeah, legal, 8286.
8286. I believe that was items spent on. I don't have specific notes. I've looked at it. It was all legal, and I think it had to deal with the pool, but I'll verify.
Okay. That's all I had. Community center. That's, you've got COGS
8539. Community center. That was cost of things that we sold in the community center that we had revenue for, such
okay.
as.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Okay. So I just owe you a couple questions there, and I will get back to you on that.
Thank you.
Did you have any questions, Bob?
No. Go ahead.
All right, going on to zone 9, again, we received the assessment proceeds, waiting for the last piece, not much to report there.
Same question, legal on 7286 for expenses for zone 9.
I know that some of the legal was related to contracting. In zone 9, we had the issue of playground equipment. Were we able to put the playground equipment in without and using reference contractors, the company? Do we have to pay prevailing wage? So they had to look into that. There were some contract RFP questions and things of that nature.
Okay. I mean, it's close. It is or too far off, so that's good. Computer equipment, utility.
Yeah. Legal's kind of a hard one to do. You never know who's going to sue you,
yeah.
And that gets the cost. And then sometimes the projects go sideways and you need their help. So,
okay.
Any other questions?
Actually, most of this is the advice that we don't get.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
You did great. Thank you.
Okay, moving on to item E, E1, discussion of the feasibility of apportioning community center costs to other zones.
Yeah, you had sent me an email and asking us, and I did a little research and I was reading through the state accounting guide. Now, they have to be pure. We can't cross-pollinate. Now, but when we do cross-charge, so if we have an employee that we pay $10 an hour, and we charge to zone 9, we will load it up. We charge with the burden so it doesn't go into zone 8. So each employee's time is charged to either water, wastewater, zone 8, zone 9, or the county, and we put a burden on that. We do not put any burden on the vendor expense.
Okay.
I looked up any of that, and it's pretty much unheard of to put any burden on a vendor expense because it's all the same money.
How about a situation where someone who lives in Zone 9 benefits from something in Zone 8? Is it a possibility to apportion some cost of Zone 8 somewhere where there's a big puddle of water that they're getting a benefit of the use of that, but yet Zone 9 is not contributing to it?
I did not read anything on there. It was pretty much no cross-pollination.
Right.
No, it is a direct question that we could definitely...
My understanding is, and I've had these conversations, though they've been throughout my history of being here, so it's not fresh information, but the fact of the matter is Zone 9 actually pays an assessment fee. And it would be the equivalent is if we said that the people at the golf course, the HOA, actually gets a benefit from coming to the community center to walk their dog and use the dog park. So we should take some of the HOA money and move it over here. You can't do that.
But they're in Zone 8 anyway.
Well, they're in Zone 8 anyway.
So they're paying for
it. True, and they are paying that tax dollar. But the analogy is that Zone 9 is actually paying an assessment that is to go in, that is specifically designated for certain services that are contained within their zone. And the fact that they're getting a benefit by coming to the park, the people here in Zone 8 can go over to Ravenswood and
right.
use the Ravenswood Park. It's not a closed community.
Yeah.
So this is part of the reason why most of this went through the Park and Rec Committee, is we hired a zone analysis, a firm to look at zone analysis and possibly looking at an umbrella assessment
right.
so that the people that do pay assessments can maybe have that adjusted so that we're all paying according to our benefit
right.
That has occurred to each zone, and there's crossover benefits. Where we're at on that is our previous landscape manager, provided some figures, and then when we got a new landscape manager, we went through those figures again, and we found that we would have been underfunded by providing those numbers to the consulting firm. So I don't know what stage you're at. We've been kind of inundated, but that's where we're at.
Okay,
still with
but,
it.
But you're still looking at that umbrella overhead burden, if you will.
Yes, the stage we're in right
okay.
now is providing the numbers.
Okay.
Yeah, it all got kind of put on hold between COVID and the budget. So it's on my list. We've actually walked, Monica, Bill, and myself have walked every zone or driven. Did a lot of walking too. And updated the assets. We have them. Now it's a matter of costing them out. That's not a light project because you need to know, what needs to be replaced, when it needs to be replaced, how much is it going to cost. So we're going to be using some statistics, especially in the landscaping side. It's this much money per
sure.
square foot or whatever. And that will be our project here once we get through the last of the budget.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that idea had not been lost. So it sounds like it's
not.
Moving forward. So thank you.
Just very slowly, unfortunately.
That's okay. Next we have discussion. Let's see. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, we'll move on to E2, discussion of 5-year rolling reserve analysis.
Yes, and that would be this kind of eye chart, sorry.
That's fine.
And I like to look at the one that it's got the burnt orange box that says with no debt funding. What Bill had asked me to do, I believe at the last finance meeting, was to kind of look at the timing of when we're going to need to, if we proceed with all of our projects, rate study's approved, when are we gonna have to go out to bond? And this is what this is telling us. So if you start at the top, it's water, at the bottom is wastewater. And what I've done is taken the revenues and the expenses over a 5-year period. I had updated the first two fiscal years, FY21 and 22, based on what I've done for the budget. And then on the outer years, I used Allison's numbers from the rate study. So what it's really saying is right there in the middle of the page, you'll see a red number, -296,000. So it's saying by the end of FY22, we're gonna be negative in reserves. So what that is telling me that in the beginning of FY22, which is probably a little over a year from now, is that when the time that we need to start the bond process. If we don't wanna do it sooner than that, but the information we have today. On the wastewater side, where we have a bigger reserve, balance, but we also have big projects there, but they're a little bit delayed. You'll see that it won't be till FY23 that we would go negative in our reserves. Now, we never want to go negative in our reserves, because if we go negative in our reserves, that means we don't have any emergency reserves either. So my recommendation would be to start the bonding process December, January, because we want to make sure that the projects are properly funded. And right now, the projects that we've been funding, like the T9 project, we've been paying things out of the town fund. It is, and then, you know, Dina and I both have spoken about it, and we kind of know how it's going to hit. It is subject to change. If everything gets delayed and things get delayed, you know, you wait. It's kind of hard because you've got to spend that money.
Right.
In 3 years.
And we'll have some more revised numbers based on our oxygen issue and whatever else might come up through.
That.
Yeah, so it's the numbers are still in need of refinement. And will be continue to be refined as we go through the design, the pre-design, the design, the bidding, and so forth.
I will add that I got an update call from Brandis Tallman. By the way, they actually are now part of the Oppenheimer Group. They're still able to operate as a division under Brandis Tallman.
Okay.
They called it, let me know that, but they also called to let us know that the rates, when they first talked to us, rates were great. And then COVID-19 happened, and rates were not favorable, but rates are returning to a favorable number at this point in time. They hope that it will last for us, just a little
bit. And one of the other things I'd like to bring up on waiting until we get into the winter season to do the bond, we hope to have some that will get closer to the design being done and may have better information. Because if we go out and bond on, you know, based on what we have, and then we get a surprise or something, you know, just get more firmed up numbers, I would
sure.
Find. And we don't know that until work is done.
So you had mentioned your hope is to maybe go out in January for the bond?
To start the process,
to
yeah.
Start, how long is the process? Or do we even know that with COVID-19, whether it would have delayed this process or not?
Well, they stopped selling bonds after that. I believe it's about a 3 to 4 month process. Dina, I've never personally done a bond or other things.
Okay. About 3 months.
Okay. And we've got some pretty good bond consultants, so I think in a perfect world, it'd be nice to have a low interest rate. We could refinance what we have, get some savings there, get the new bonds, and wrap it all in one thing. Still a nice goal.
Yeah, well, I think we also need to look at the taxable versus the non-taxable bonds in terms of the flexibility.
And we're another year into it,
yeah.
Too, because in December of 21, that's when the first call is. So.
Okay.
All right, any other
Phil,
questions?
Any questions?
No, that was it. You
okay.
Explained it well.
All right, let's see. Any public comment? Hearing none, we'll move on to item E3, discussion of transferring water, wastewater, Zone 8 and Zone 9 funds from the county treasurer to the town of Discovery Bay.
Yeah, that's the project we talked about earlier, and now with the budget gonna be in the rearview mirror and the end of the year, we're gonna start working towards that again. We've got to do some documentation, and there will be some, which we've done a lot of the documentation, we've got to get it all together. The one hot item on it is that we will, the board will have to do some resolutions, they'll have to assign a treasurer, and we're gonna have local control. So, just wanted to inform the board that I'm gonna write up a recommendation of what I think it should look like for you guys to review and give comments and changes, and hope to get that going here right through the summer. Get that money over here. We've already talked to the bank. They can collateralize our money. They have no problem doing it. They're a big enough bank. And they're more than happy to.
This is using BAC?
BAC.
Okay. And will this be able to take place June 30th, July 1st?
No, it won't be that fast. The county's working pretty slow with all the COVID and everything that's going. It goes, I suspect it'll be close, you know, July, August.
Yeah.
I'm hoping August.
I didn't know if you'd get a fiscal year.
It's probably going through legal, getting the new setup for you guys. Assigning a treasurer, making sure all that's in place is probably the hardest part. That's my goal. I got the goal.
Okay.
It hasn't blown away. I want to get out of there. They'll still collect our tax dollars, and
yeah,
they'll just remit them to us.
Right. So they're not going to hold it anymore, and we don't have to ask them to transfer our money back to us for expenditure.
Yeah. And actually, we just had some checks that were lost. They mailed them out, and they never got to our vendors, and it's a real pain.
Okay. Any other, Bill, anything? Any public comment? Hearing none, any future agenda items? Bill, do you have anything? Staff, anything? Okay, and we will adjourn the meeting until the next finance committee meeting. So we are adjourned.